USA Radio News.
Federal authorities have arrested Cesar Sayoc of Plantation, Florida, in connection with at least a dozen parcel bombs sent this week to Democratic politicians and high-profile critics of President Trump. President Trump spoke on the arrest.
I want to applaud the FBI, Secret Service, the Department of Justice, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York, the NYPD, and all law enforcement throughout the entire country, incredible partners. These people have worked so hard, and to have done it so quickly, it's looking like it's a needle in a haystack. How do you do this so quickly? They've done an incredible, incredible job, and I want to congratulate them.
And the president continued.
But the bottom line is that Americans must unify, and we must show the world that we are united together in peace and love and harmony.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Voters in California will have the opportunity to repeal the gasoline tax increases that were promised to be used for road and infrastructure repair. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
California Proposition 6 would repeal those taxes, requiring voter approval for future increases. According to Dr. Merrill Matthews of the Institute for Policy Innovation, most of that money last year went elsewhere.
California takes that gasoline tax money and then oftentimes redirects it to other projects, sometimes to mass transit, but oftentimes to other things that are just for general purposes. And then they come back and complain, we don't have enough money to fix the roads, we've got to raise the gasoline tax again.
I'm John Clemens.
Friday night's Powerball drawing is set for $750 million with a cash value option of just over $428 million. August 11th is the last time someone took home the Powerball jackpot, and this will also be the fourth largest jackpot in lottery history. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump is considering a sweeping executive order that would block immigrants, including asylum seekers, from entering the United States at the southern border. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is also sending 800 troops to the U.S. border, to which Republican Congressman Marsha Blackburn says,
"So I support General Mattis and the call for putting some troops on the border to secure that border. And then also I support any actions and the actions that we would be see coming forth that would prohibit those that would seek to do us harm from coming in this country."
That audio courtesy of Fox News. An Iowa school district is investigating reports that a teacher wore blackface to a public Halloween party. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The Davenport School District in Iowa has already been criticized for discriminating against minorities. Now it's investigating the reports that Walcott Elementary teacher Megan Luloff wore makeup so as to appear to be African American at a Halloween party held Friday night at the Walcott American Legion. Davenport School District Superintendent Art Tate says, quote, "Blackface is never appropriate in any circumstance by any person." The teacher herself has not commented on the situation.
Game 3 of the World Series is tonight. The Boston Red Sox lead that series 2-0 over the Los Angeles Dodgers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.